With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
One full-time job, plus one part-time student, minus one car that works. Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier. With financial experts who have the tools and resources to help you stress less about finances. Plus, great rates on loans. Become a member today at AffinityPlus.org. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It is your man, Ethan Horace, aka Mr. Music. You are here at MNTC Radio via iHeartRadio. We got a special guest in the building. Yo, Foxy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I can't complain. How was that weather down there in Texas?
I mean, it's going. So far, it's nice and chilly, and it's going to warm up later today.
Yeah, Minnesota's been, you know, it ain't been too chilly, but I feel like the chilliness is going to be here soon, but I know Texas has that really good weather. My sister stayed down there.
We barely get snow here.
That's what's up. Now, Foxy, let's talk about you being an artist, and before we talk about the new project, let's talk about how you came about becoming an artist.
So music has always been a part of me since I was a little kid. I'd have to say when I was probably about 5 or 6, I started to, you know, sing a little to the radio, and then it all went up from there as I grew older. And the first artist I actually started singing to was Katy Perry herself.
Oh, wow. So Katy Perry influenced you a whole lot then?
She inspired me throughout my childhood years, I guess is what I would say, because, you know, she did that Part of Me film and, you know, showed her good days, bad days, portions of her, you know, her music career. And it was just very inspiring.
Then at what point did you say, you know what, I want to take this, you know, being an artist serious and take it to the next step? A lot of people just think about it forever and they never do it, or they might do it super late in their life. But you actually did it, started recording. How'd that come about?
I have to say that I thoroughly thought about recording when I was probably 12 years old.
Wow.
Because at the time, you know, I was going through some childhood stuff. And so I had to deal with, you know, the pressure of being told that I was never going to achieve to anything, that I was dreaming too big and no one wanted to hear my voice and I sucked. So I had to literally take that leap of courage when I was only a preteen to go and do that stuff on SoundCloud.
Now, was that intimidating for you or what?
I mean, at first, my very first song I ever wrote for, you know, music was actually a 2017 It Rap. And honestly, I didn't expect to get views because, you know, there's tons of other artists out there. But a lot of people were like, oh, this is good. You can do like voices and you can be creative. And I was like, oh, thanks. And then that's when it hit me after that started getting views that, you know, maybe I should start writing about my personal experiences in my life.
That definitely makes sense. And it seems to be therapeutic for you at the same time.
It is, but at the same time, you know, there are repercussions in the music I write because these people who influenced these projects and songs in my life, you know, they hear it and they go, what is this about? Oh, I'm hoping this isn't about me, right? And then I'll just have to be like, well, that's for me to know, me not to find out.
Right. There's a certain, there should be certain mystery in some music. So I definitely agree with that. Now, you released In My Head recently. What was that like for you as an artist experience in releasing your first project?
Wow. So In My Head was, I have to say it was a really big journey of writing it. I had to, not only did it take a toll on me mentally because I was going through, you know, different points of my childhood, because it's mostly trauma. And the thing about, you know, talking about those experiences on a album is a lot of people don't realize that, you know, most artists, they are at the point of where, you know, they hesitate to open up because they're afraid that people will use that as leverage. And for me, you know, it was definitely a mental journey because I suffered from borderline personality disorder from everything I went through. And just writing this is like an emotional roller coaster. Like, oh yeah, I feel good today. Why am I writing this the next? It was just balancing and it was chaotic.
That definitely makes sense. Now, who, besides Katy Perry, who else inspired you?
So a couple of people who are in the industry, I'd have to say Billie Eilish is one of them because she also writes about, you know, points of her life. I just love her voice. It's so angelic. And just the way that she can do all of this. I mean, it's very, what's the word I'm looking for? She's very brave in the way that she writes her music. And then another artist who I've also inspired is, her name is Melanie Martinez, and she was on The Voice in 2012.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's been really, really nice to hear a lot of artists who are trying to talk about the topics of the same things I'm talking about. Like Billie, one of the songs that really close to her is Happier Than Ever, because, you know, she talks about how she got away from a relationship from someone because it was toxic and she's happier without them. And me personally, I relate to that because I had a very, very dark point in my life. And, you know, I had to move away to get away from that dark point. And I actually, you know, that's something I recommend, is Happier Than Ever.
That's definitely dope. Now, outside of Billie and Katie, who are some other artists that you would dream to work with?
Dreaming of working with, I'd have to say, I relate a lot to Demi Lovato. She's really cool. She has a great creative mindset. And I love her Holy F album. It's absolutely magical. Like, it's emotional climax all the way through. And I would love to write songs with her, maybe perform alongside her. I also would love, because Nicki Minaj also is one of those artists who like raps about deep issues. And, you know, I've also listened to Nicki Minaj from a young age, and I would also love to collab with her.
Okay. Hey, you know, those are all major people. So, you know, I definitely see why you would want to work with them for sure.
Yeah, it wasn't easy getting into it at first. I had to really like put that I can do spirit into my mind, because, you know, when you think about it, you're supposed to have a lot of people who will support you throughout your childhood, encourage you to do it. Mostly I was on my own and I was encouraging myself.
Oh God.
I didn't have no big parent figure. I didn't have a lot of role models and family. So I looked up to people who were either famous or people who are known around the world. And, you know, that's what's inspired me all along.
Definitely. Now, what are some ideas you have from some of your future projects coming up?
Wow, future projects. I'd have to say I really want to do. In the past, I tried to write a school-based album. I'm thinking about possibly creating an album like that. And then I kind of really am thinking about doing a emotional like standpoint, like a mental health type basis of the inside of a person who is mentally ill. It's basically seeing the eyes of someone who's mentally ill, but from someone who really doesn't know mental health at all. And then I kind of want to do a song about me coming out as a transgender woman, because I feel like that would be really good to do some representation and to, you know, talk about my journey, because it's something that I haven't done yet and I would like to do.
I definitely feel that. Now, coming up here in the future, you know what I'm saying? What is your overall goal in the music industry, and how do you hope to achieve that in time?
So my goal in the music industry is to make music that people relate to. People who are in hard spots of their lives, who needs a songs that can like help them, you know, get picked up off their feet and be like, hey, I can do this. I'm stronger than what I think. I think that is what is really needed in the industry right now. And I think that's what I honestly stand for, is being a musician who is therapeutically helping people who listen to my music by making them feel like they're not alone, because a lot of people go through a lot of stuff nowadays and they're not alone at all.
That's definitely true. Now, before we get out of here, I got two more questions for you, though. So what is a message you want to give to anybody out here that's been dealing with mental health, and maybe even they're alone? They have to be a self-starter like you, because they don't have family or people that believe in them when they were younger. What's your message to them?
The message I have for those people is, do not quit looking for a way out. There is always a solution. No matter how long that's going to take for you to escape or find a way out, I promise me, there is always a way out and you can do it. You're not alone.
Now, Foxy, before we get out of here, how can people find you on social media? How can we find a new project, In My Head? How do we do that?
Okay, so you can find In My Head on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music, Pandora. All you gotta type in is Foxy, and you have to look for a picture of, it's like the artwork is like, it's like an X out of the mouth. You know, you got like a blood teary design. But you can find all my projects on those music outlets. My social media, my Instagram is that_fucking_psycho_foxy. My TikTok, if you guys want to see the videos I make, is official_foxy_music.
Hey, Fox, I definitely got to say thank you for your time. I appreciate you coming on here. We're going to be back again, and we're going to be running some of your songs off the project on our show, The Power Hour, MNTC Radio. Thanks again for your time, Foxy.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Let's get it.
One full-time job, plus one part-time student, minus one car that works. Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier. With financial experts who have the tools and resources to help you stress less about finances. Plus, great rates on loans. Become a member today at AffinityPlus.org. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Insured by NCUA.